Hello and welcome to our first official podcast on the Valiant New Universe kind of stuff. And Mads,
I'm reading.
Yeah, Mads is actually finishing up Magnus.
Because I read it about a billion gazillion years ago.
Yeah, last June was Madeline's first read on Valiant New Universe or the Valiant stuff. Way back when. But we are going to start flipping through this, talking about all sorts of stuff with Valiant and New Universe comics, and give you guys a feel for how we look. Something I didn't really talk about last time was, I guess, my concept or idea for this whole thing. In addition to just two sort of halfway addicted reading comic book dork people, is the thing I'm most interested in looking at this is my perspective as a certainly giddy at the mouth, stupid fanboy, old man kind of thing, but also from a kid perspective. For me, I grew up loving comic books. It was a part of something that, I don't know, my programming, myself and my best friend in middle school or fifth grade or whatever, just had to run to the store, had to find stuff, and ran back and forth. I mean, I liked to read, I was a reader, but certainly it was never a part of my youth kind of thing. But getting into me that desire, and it's cool to see that from my perspective and my child's interest, in fact, my children's interests, but finding that through her or seeing these great new old comics again from an old man perspective, but also from a kid's perspective, and as well from a girl's perspective. I mean, certainly, Mads, how many girls did you see at the comic book store on Saturday when we were there?
A couple,
but
not many.
Way more boys. I'll tell whomever will listen. Girls, a great place for you to go to meet men is a comic book store. We are dorky and very interested in girls, but also probably almost as interested in comics, and it's not our general forte. So Mads is finishing up Magnus. What you think? Is it good the second time around?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Legia.
You like what? Legia? Yeah. So do I. She was one of my favorite characters. But I liked Tekla more.
Her outfits are not very... Yeah.
Not very what?
Not very appropriate.
No, they're a little trampy McSkimperson. Yeah.
So you always used to call Legia trampy McTramperson.
She is trampy McTramperson. That girl dresses like a lady of the evening. Shall we say?
No, not a lady of the evening. A lady of the evening's dresses go down to their ankles.
No, lady of the evening is another way to put someone who exchanges gentlemanly favors for money.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying now, Mads?
Yes.
Fair enough. Your naivete is one thing I love about you. All right. To jump in, as it is not news to anyone, I'm certain.
I thought he died.
Who? Who died? Who?
I thought he jumped out a window.
I don't know.
I thought he jumped out a window.
I don't know. To put not news to anyone, Valiant is back in a humongous-sized way and totally awesome and fascinating.
Yes,
looking at,
he jumped out a window. Look.
Well, maybe he survived the impact. I don't know.
See? Oh, 1X jumped out a window, right
and,
there.
And there he is back again, afterward?
Yes.
You're a close reader, kid. Valiant is back in a trimungously gymungous way, and I've got my couple copies here to go with Mads, and I've got...
I need a cover for it.
I know, you'll get them. She's a little obsessed that her free comic book day issue does not yet have a back and board to it. Don't worry, we'll take care of it. But right now we're going to look through stuff. And I want to show you something, Mads. As I get to it, cool and or new stuff in this. And I think one of the neatest things that Valiant has done, and something that just us crazy stupid fanboys have noticed, is the assemblage of stuff together to to get this long-term perspective has been really pretty interesting. Maz, I want to show you this and get your response to it. What?
I finished.
Good, she's done. One thing that's interesting in the, and I'm jumping to this first, but I'll come back to XO number one first, is the response of the launches in the Free Comic Book Day issue, or the attended launches, of what's going to be in these. Now, Mads, you saw the Eternal Warrior and the Rai promo in this, right?
I did.
Yeah, coming in spring of 2013.
I asked you if Rai was coming, and you said no.
I didn't. Well, it's not yet. It wasn't announced officially until Saturday. But let me show you, Mads. Look, come here. Here's the official Madeline recording. She does not have access to the geekdom that is the internet on these. Let me show you. Look here.
Ta-da,
see this, right? Okay?
Yes.
Now, I want to show you something.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Yes.
What is it?
That's that guy.
Yeah, the Eternal Warriors, and back in Exo Man of War.
There. I know, because they're the same age, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much, I would say.
Exo's probably younger.
Well, chronologically, yes. There's this whole time-space thing that's way above, let's be honest, let's far above both of our heads. But the theory is that traveling through space makes time go slower. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, and you can't hear things in space.
Yeah, but the closer you're traveling to the speed of light, the slower time goes. So if I'm traveling at millions of miles an hour, hypothetically, 2 years for you on Earth would be 5 seconds for me in space or something ridiculous. It's Einsteinian. What you think of XO?
I'm saying this. The time-space continuum, that's what it is.
Yes. Yeah, that's sort of a good way to put it. What you think of XO Man of War there, Mazzy?
Good.
Good. What did you like about it in particular? Grab that comic. It's sitting in front of you.
That's not good. Okay.
It's okay. I ordered...
I like the baby.
The baby story. Tell me about that. What you think?
The fact that she didn't know that her baby, left.
I think that's really, pretty amazing. Inserting that in there, and now we've not heard the Only the Valiant podcast yet. That's my next stop tomorrow, is going through all this, but I wanted to have sort of my gut reaction and not just spew back all the stuff that these guys said. I think that's the most interesting part of this, and to put it back or combine with the Free Comic Book Day previews and all the stuff that was online.
You know what I don't understand?
Shoot, man, it's what?
Why the baby, was all deformed and weirdness.
What do you mean? When it came in?
Yes.
The initial part, because remember, you've got these aliens, the Vine, as we found out, calling this chirrup-chirrup back and forth. And they come in, take the hair off of one. If you're looking at this, that's right.
Yeah.
Here. Go to the previous page. Okay. When they take this and they're going into the baby, and this was not revealed in any of the previews or in the Free Comic Book Day issue. Close up for a sec. I know, it's terrible. Look here on this page.
Yes.
They take the hair off of the baby
on
this page, and then they put it in the green tube, and then they look at the spider alien baby, old terminology here, the Vine baby, and they insert that green liquid, and you'll notice this baby changes into a regular baby. And then he takes off with one baby and
with
leaves.
Abacus.
Yes. I guess he takes off with Abacus and leaves one behind. That's evidenced by that last panel on there where the baby starts off saying chur and then changes to wah. Now, officially, there's never what we see as a trade there or a change. So, I mean, if you really wanted to dig into this, you could argue the fact that, hypothetically, he took one baby and injected in the other, or some back-and-forth thing. I mean, the assumption is, of the story, they took the genetic material of the real baby and put it into the Vine baby and left that Vine baby behind. What's the intent of that? We don't know. My assumption is there are more of these that happened, or it's related to somebody, or it's someone's... certainly it's going to come back again. But a lot of cool things in here, things that have certainly been mentioned before, if you pester through all these lines. But awesome little death, a couple of really cool pages, including, of course, that really awesome second page, double page spread, Blades in Open Fields. That is fantastic, where you see the preparation.
It's
fin-flappin-tastic. That's phenomenal. And the back and forth, the bloody violence, the loss of
bloody
Eric's...
Bloody violence. Beautiful, it's, Maddie.
It's pretty gross. I mean, it's crossing the line, I think, appropriately.
I think it's funny that they, like, it, like, kills it inside of it, and then he goes, shoot, and it's not on it anymore.
Oh. That's
it's
sweet.
It's funny, because it's like, he dies.
Oh, inside of the armor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that alien? Yeah, I think that's freaking awesome. You've got really cool setup with Eric escaping, that little shard of sword, and if you look back, the little bits of sword that he crashed on that one alien before he falls to the ground. You can see the bits there.
And then you got, after that, you got Toyo Harada.
Oh, yeah, in the other section. Yeah, that's...
Then you got Peter
Let's finish up XO first, then we'll go over there. All right. Beautiful little story back and forth here. And that taking of the armor. And the armor letting the guy make it for a few seconds. Putting on the stuff before... You know, it speaks to him, the power is magnificent, and then, uh-oh, snap, and losing that control. Oh, that's gorgeous. I mean, this armor is really an attack on something or a people, and they still worship it. Great little section there. Then all of the people inside and the movement out, gorgeous. I gave it to a friend of mine. You know Dagnet?
No, I didn't.
You know Pinto, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, I gave it to both those guys, and really complimentary. These are not valiant people. These are just comic book nerds, perhaps crossing the line of extreme addiction. They're the people that I always bring up to my wife when wanting to not embarrass myself. What do you think of the Harbinger preview, Mads?
Cool.
Harbinger's your fave, right?
Yes. But it took me forever to read all the little words.
Oh, the ones in the little thought bubbles? Yeah.
Yes.
Those are pretty cool. What did you take out of the preview there, or stuff in there, like that we're going to cross over to the Free Comic Book Day issue and take a look at the spread there?
I know, that's awesome.
Who's your guess in there of those Harbinger members?
That's Peter, and that's Zeppelin.
Okay, and the other one, did you notice?
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's Chris.
You think it's Chris? That's most people's guesses right now. You're sure it's not Flamingo? What do you think? I mean, it's a totally different take on Flamingo, and she's not wearing pink.
Flamingo, she will not wear pink.
Oh, fair enough. That's my gut as well. But Mads actually had the sketch to guy do a Flamingo one yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was pretty cool, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I posted that on the line, and Elvine, one of the guys, said he read something else, picked up Princeless, which is what the guy suggested me to pick up, and he said it was very good, so I'll grab that for you when or if it comes out. What'd you think of the Toyo stuff in Harbinger and the Pete stuff?
I was talking about that, remember?
Yeah, I know. What'd you think of it?
Cool.
What about the Toyo stuff?
Cool.
The Bleeding Monk in specifics.
Mm-hmm. Why do all these people have red noses?
What people?
These people.
Oh, the ones... Are you looking at the... Put that thing away. Don't talk about that. People aren't interested in red noses. They can't see. What do you think about the Bleeding Monk? That's different. Totally different. I mean...
Why is he bleeding?
I don't know. That's... And I guess at the same time, why is he in here? He's obviously predictor of the future, sees that. And that's all we're
why
really seeing.
Why is he not dying?
Yes. Heard some theories or thoughts. Let me throw this at you and see what you think. Because you tend to have some insight, and yours is uncluttered by all the stuff online right now. Suggestion is that this Bleeding Monk is somehow related to Rye. Why would you see that? What's that connection there?
It's that little tiny circle.
Right. The circle on his chest. Do you think that's a possibility? A plausibility?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sort of underwhelmed. I'm not as whelmed by that either. There's no really opposite of underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
It might be Bloodshot, too, if you're going to think about Rye. Yeah. Could be Bloodshot,
dude. Hypothetically, it could be a connection there to the Bloodshot character. You know, I don't necessarily see that, this tiny little thin old Asian guy turning into Bloodshot, but who knows, you know, really. What about the Pete stuff? Do you like the...
I think it's funny how he says, give me a bunch of medicine and then give me the cash and forget me forever.
Seems like that's the only thing he's doing with his power right now, is sort of tempering his addiction, and you see that on the last page there. What'd you think of that last page with that sort of graffiti? That red graffitied creepy thing behind him? Did you notice that?
What red graffiti?
Look on the last page, turn over. No, turn forward. I'm sorry, the next page, the last page of the story. The little red thing before him, that sort of creepy red dude. Yeah, I don't know. See, what I'm hearing right now is, and my guess is it's true, there's so much groundwork being put into so many of these issues that it's pretty exciting. It's going in a different direction than I expected it to. Something else that's changed in a lot of the stuff at the beginning was initially some of the cover art showed Pete wearing red, and then it was all finalized to show him wearing yellow.
Yes, he's wearing yellow.
Yeah, do you think there's any indication with anything like that, or any suggestion or anything?
No.
Okay. First issue is next month, and that's part of your homework for the next podcast, of course, is to pick up the second XO and the first Harbinger and or variants and or issues. I hope you got a copy of your 1 in 20 Aja and your 1 in 50 QR variant. I have not gotten the QR one yet.
QR variant. What's the QR variant?
That's the one I showed you where I put the iPad on the comic. And what was your reaction to it?
Cool.
Cool and?
Awesome.
No, you said something else.
What?
I want that.
Here's me. I want that.
Yes, that was pretty much your reaction. Yeah, two of my kids have asked for my comic book collection in the last 3 months, so if I go missing in some strange way, you'll know to come after my childrens. Gorgeous previews on
Not
coming up
me.
Stuff.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just joking around. I hope you're not going to execute me for my comic
book
collection. Don't worry, I've got a complete collection of New Universe that could be worth at least $6 or $7 out there on the black market.
I got a machine gun.
Thanks. Any big suggestions? I had one suggestion for XO that I read or heard somewhere else, and I want to put out there because I haven't heard as much of it yet. Thoughts, Matt? No. I wanted to see the armor on him, especially since it's all over those flipping covers, which are very, very good. I want to see that armor on him. And I'm... Unfortunately, it will probably not even be there until the end of next issue. But that'll be pretty awesome, crossing that line.
Don't say that word.
What, flipping?
No.
Flipping not, awesome?
Not flipping.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know what I mean.
I understand, Matt. If
you're wandering around on YouTube with nothing to do anytime soon, look up Somebody That I Used to Know by Walk Off the Earth. It's very, very, very impressive.
Yeah, Mads was watching this coming in. I was like, Mads, finish up Magnus. And she was watching this people singing Somebody I Used to Know.
And
wow.
They're doing the entire song on one guitar.
Yeah, I just opened up this Magnus again. She is bodacious. My goodness. Put those things away. Wowza.
The bottom of it's like clear, and then she's got this dress that goes like this.
She's a little perv. All right.
She dresses like a slut.
Yeah, she, well, that's a little too much there, Book. Boy, this is cool. I never noticed, I don't remember this. The Solar cover. Did you see this one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, inside of Magnus 1, this really odd-looking Solar cover. Don't like that at all, this blue dress thing.
Why?
It is, I don't know, it just doesn't, to me it doesn't fit. And here's the Magnus 4 or whatever in there, but yeah. Which, now, to compare this, and we're going forward here for the people who have been around and seen some of this stuff. What do you think about the new Valiant stuff compared to the Magnus 1 launch?
The Magnus 1 launch was better.
Magnus was better than... You like Magnus original better than the new XO?
Oh, not the new one.
Okay.
The new, I thought you meant like the old Valiant.
No, I know you didn't like XO. It was not your favorite.
That new one... was good.
You like the new XO better than the old XO?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was less rushed. I know, who was it? I think Doc did a talk about decompression in modern day comics. And maybe it's the perspective on the comic. The decompression for this, the stretching out of the storyline, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it worked. And I don't know... how rapidly, I mean, there's a lot of getting to know things, but taking a look at the launch of the old Valiant, looking at the old Valiant.
A very, very old Valiant.
Yeah, I know. Back in 91.
The oldie but moldy Valiant.
Well, mine is not moldy yet. It still looks pretty okay.
Yeah, because you didn't drop it in the toilet.
No. Did I drop anything in the toilet? Jeez, crazy kid.
Maggie Berry's dropped her phone in the toilet.
Everyone, you know what she should do? Tell her. Put it in rice. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to draw out all of the moisture, and often it works at bringing iPhones or whatever back to life. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, Maggie Virus also dropped her Kindle on a blanket and broke it.
This sounds like a kid who shouldn't have toys anymore, like that garbage. Let's talk about Magnus. What'd you think about old Magnus Valiant?
Are you talking about really oldie but moldy new universe?
No, not new universe yet. We're not there yet. I want to talk about first Magnus stuff.
Magnus was good.
Magnus is, I think, incredible.
Are they bringing it back?
No, unfortunately, it's owned by, I know, it's so stupid. I know, Magnus and Solar and Turok are owned by Gold Key Properties, and they were purchased into ownership by Dark Horse, and they produced a set of 8 comic books last year that were mediocre in comparison to these. They had decent moments and really terrible ones, but...
Daddy,
yeah, shoot.
I saw a Turok magazine in the comics outside the store.
Oh, you should have told me. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I was going to tell you.
Where'd you see it in there? Which one?
The magazine.
The ones outside?
All
right.
Just the comic things outside.
All right, I'll go pester. Because if it's a Turok one, it may be something pretty excellent. Especially since mine are a little run through, those ones. Yeah, outside
not
of this...
Not very pretty?
They're all right. They're fair. I don't know.
Not as good as, like... Because Dad, for Magnus Robot Fighter, for the first one, he has a read copy. And a really good copy with other coupons still in it.
Yeah, there's one I harvested... the cards and coupon for just to put in something, and it was sort of a beat up issue anyway, but I took the other ones in.
It's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's what you'd call a very fine category, but
yeah, you could sell that for like not as much as the one that you don't read, but
yeah, it's I'm not gonna sell it. I'm keeping it.
I know. So you don't have to open it.
Let's compare it. What you think?
With what?
From Magnus 1 to XO 1. The new XO to the old Magnus.
Maybe that's hard.
I know, that's what I thought too.
Magnus has always been good. Exo was never my favorite, but that was... I think they made it much better.
I think I totally agree. I think doing a comparison is a near impossibility. Magnus, one, is iconic. Like, changing the universe.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say these early Magnuses and...
Early Harbinger and early Magnus is very good.
Yeah. They're very...
Like, insanely good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope they do as well on Harbinger as they did on XO, because if they don't, I will be very sad.
I know. My worry is with Archer and Armstrong. I'm truly worried about that. But
Daddy loves Archer and Armstrong.
My God, I love them. I love them. And it's so silly and stupid.
You gotta love... fat, drunk guy, and almost bald dude.
Yeah. I liked in Magnus how they kept some of the old Gold Key stuff still a part of that history and really went back to it. But they made this concept of life really complex, and I'm doing my regular reread, and I'm up to issue 38, and they're starting in Magnus, and they're starting to lose some of that. They got rid of all the robots. And they killed Tekla. And
Blacky, Blacky, Blacky. I love Tekla.
So do I. I thought she was a great character. And got rid of that. I mean, the Steel Nation was such a great concept as a whole.
The Steel Nation is Pittsburgh.
Well, it is. But, and that's really... You know what? The first time I'm really thinking about that as Steel Nation being a Pittsburgh thing, and... Shooter, the original writer, was from Pittsburgh. Totally iconic. Absolutely strange. I think doing a comparison does either one a great injustice to where it sits.
Hey, we haven't talked about the Avengers yet.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about the end. Let's put that at the end. I know.
But I like the Avengers.
Yeah, we saw the Avengers on Saturday as a troop, and my 7-year-old and 11-year-old both loved it. And my 4-year-old did a little napping.
She slept through all these floaty scenes. Yes. And then she woke up, in the la-la-la-la-la scene. Yeah.
And we did lose the projection for about 6 or 7 minutes in the show, but we got passes, so we're going to go back and see.
We were chanting free passes.
When you say we, you mean your crazy father, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a nut crazy. Nut, nut crazy. Okay, let's talk about New Universe now. We read 2 comics in the New Universe, Starbrand 1 and Spitfire and the Troubleshooters 1. And the sort of thought behind all of this was to compare the original Valiant Universe and the new Valiant Universe, along with...
The new Valiant Universe was better.
Well, yeah... Did you like either of these comics, Starbrand or Spitfire and the Troubleshooters?
Spitfire was okay. Starbrand, yeah, that too.
Okay?
Yeah, they were okay.
Alright, well, did you like either one of them better?
Than what?
I don't know, than the other one. Spitfire better than Starbrand, Starbrand better than Spitfire. I thought they were...
They were good for, or something that didn't last more than 3 years.
Yeah. I thought they were better than I expected them to be.
Yeah.
I
thought they would be, like, crappy because they only lasted about a year.
Yeah, I thought they'd be...
I'm awesome. I found a Starbrand graphic novel.
Yes, Madeline, on Free Comic Book Day, was flipping through stuff and said, Dad, here's a Starbrand. I found one. For, what is it, $25 cover price? I mean, I'm sure no one in the universe paid...
$25 cover price.
$20 cover price. It's $3. So I thought that should go home, especially since Starbrand 4 is the one New Universe comic.
And then we found something else, right?
Other obscure stuff. Squadron Supreme.
And then there was something else from the New Universe, wasn't there?
I don't think so.
I thought there was.
There were two... Like, oh, DP7. DP7 graphic novel, yeah. Mads has not read DP7.
I have not read DP7.
Yeah, we are both reading New Universe for the first time, and I have to say, I did not hate these. I did not.
I thought they were better than I thought.
Yeah, especially something like, no offense, Spitfire and the Troubleshooters is probably one of the worst comic book names ever. And
oh yes,
I mean the
and the way they introduced the Spitfire thing was.
Oh, not. The password, you mean? For the
no, not the password. It's the way that it was her nickname. That
oh, yeah.
That wasn't...
Yeah, I call... You're my little Spitfire. That sounds like something that someone, you know, 112 years old would say to a person.
You're
you know?
My little Spitfire. I mean,
would you... Should I start calling you my little Spitfire?
No.
Okay, good. I mean...
Should I start calling you a troubleshooter?
Yeah, I think you'd be pretty right on the nose there. Well, I guess here's the scoop of this. I thought these would be horrendous. And frankly, the cover of Spitfire and the Troubleshooters may be one of the worst comic book covers I've ever seen, sort of like...
And what surprised me even more was that the girl...
Well, of course she did. I mean, that's the whole... I mean, it's Iron Man. What it's... I think the intent is, what if Iron Man was a girl? We're going too far. What if Iron Man was a girl and never got rid of that first crappy armor? I mean...
Oh, blah, blah, blah. The first crappy armor made of scrap metal. Yeah! In, like, Arlac.
Well, also in here, the Troubleshooters are the most... racially balanced group of individuals ever. The only thing they could have better done was make another girl troubleshooter, but it's like, alright, here's the Asian troubleshooter, and here's the African-American troubleshooter girl with the small afro, and here's the one who, even though he's a white guy, he's also a member, of, has a mafia-esque name or something. I mean, it's...
Mafia.
Like, what is his name? Oh gosh, let me find his name.
Mafia.
What is his name? Ferris? No.
Jotti.
Giotti. Giotti. And he has this little chain and this bad. Well, that other guy has a bad afro, and then there's the dork.
Bad afro.
Look at him. He's like, the girl has the good afro, and the boy has the bad one.
The boy has the bad
It's bad. Look at this. It's terrible.
Daddy is making fun of people's afros.
It's bad. I should not talk. Silly, goofy little concept.
Daddy, you should get an afro.
I could. I have hair that would lend itself to sticking straight out from my head.
Yes.
No, thank you. No. No, thank you. I guess the thrust of this is, this was not all that bad. And the intent was, initially, the quote-unquote, world outside your window. Like, we could do this. And the worst part about it is, I think Spitfire does not fit into that.
And neither do the Troubleshooters.
No. I mean, it's... I don't think it's something that could really exist in the real world, and that sort of splintered it. Let me talk Starbrand for a sec here, because literally, Starbrand was the one comic I read of New Universe before deciding to do this, and it had,
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I like Starbrand better, actually.
Yeah, it's not as hokey, and it lasted a lot longer, but I remember opening it up, and all...
Spitfire with the
film. Yeah. A little hard. All I could think of when I opened it up was, oh my gosh, this looks exactly like Fall of the Mutants, X-Men 210. And that's something you've never read, Mads, but that's where...
you have it.
Right. Well, that's where I started reading comic books. Those are my first issues. And the first splash is fantastic. I don't care that it's not in the right order or shouldn't be there until a little bit later. But... that one, and especially on page 3 at the bottom, where you're looking at this blonde-headed kid with the thin chin. I mean, that is...
thin chin.
It is.
Speaking of making fun of chins, Rachel, we were looking at the new 52 free comic book day comic, and we were saying, like, there was a pull-out poster of a bunch of, like, dolls that they were promoting. So we were finding all the problems with them.
Aquaman and Green Lantern didn't have any problems. We looked for a long time. We couldn't find any. But Wonder Woman, she had, like, gigantic muscles. Like, muscles that should be on a dude. Superman's eyes were creepy.
Who was the artist, do you remember?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll look it up for next time. That
Superman's eyes were creepy.
That interests me.
And then, what was the next one? The Flash's eyes were, like, all crossed and really big. And then we couldn't find a problem with Cyborg. But we couldn't see the whole of him, so...
Let me say, I liked this comic. I did not...
I know where it is. Do you want me to
no,
get
no,
it?
No, don't worry about it right now. I don't want to get away, wake up your sisters. I felt like I was reading, and again, it's absolutely contemporary to that. Came out right at the same time. And you've got Romita drawing both of those comics the same. And the story is halfway decent. I mean, it does have, you know, the quote-unquote alien coming down from the sky to pick up the Starbrand. And, I mean, sometime in the short of all of this, we're going to find out where or how this all fits in, but I have to say, this was a decent read. It was pleasant. I wouldn't say great, but certainly reading, again, something in Pittsburgh, if you're looking at picking up comics, these were light, little, pleasant reads. Certainly nothing that I'd call brilliant or fantastic, but reading along through these...
Brilliant, if you want to talk about brilliant and fantastic, yeah. Read the first few Magnus Robot Fighter and the first few Harbinger.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
No question about it. They are the best comic books that I have ever read.
Okay, well, to jump on and cover something else, Fantastic Four 1 and 2.
Ooh, yucky.
He did not like those. A little dorky.
Mole Man was the stupidest.
Mole Man's pretty bad.
Yeah. He was the stupidest villain I have ever heard of. Mole Man, are you serious? And he's like blind. How are you supposed to fight a blind dude?
Yeah.
No offense to blind people.
Well, there's some bad stuff back in those early Marvel times. And I have to say,
Hulk.
I love the cover. I love the cover. I mean, it's totally iconic and beautiful.
Guess what? It's called Hulk.
Well, yeah, Hulk was horrendous. There.
Hulk was funny in the movie.
Yeah, it was... Hulk. Fantastic Four 1 and 2 are iconic. And it's amazing that these characters were created then in their relative set, and they're still around. But my gosh, Fantastic Four 1 and 2 with the Skrulls that are turned into cows at the end.
Yucky.
Oh my god, that ending is so bad.
It's
so
stupid.
So bad.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic, and I'm glad that I'm still reading along through these, because I can see the direction it went into, and the thing I always think about when I read these were the revolutionary great comics of the time, that Superman was so much worse. But they're worth reads to find out where you came from, or the origins behind stuff, but man, are they bad. They are so, so bad. I don't know. Mads, let's talk about Avengers, what we did on Free Comic Book Day, get those things out, and then close this bad boy out.
Okay.
What you think? Avengers, give me your quick review.
Funny.
Did you like it?
Yes. I have an army. We have a Hulk.
It was super quotable. And I think they did a lot of good job with a lot of characters. A lot of the same...
I don't understand how this is a party.
Yeah. A lot of the same stuff, but they, I think they expanded it out in the right way. The writing was better throughout, and one of the best parts they did was the Hulk really making that character an icon, and not just some loser.
Yeah, like in the Hulk movies, yeah, that was not very good.
No
offense if the people who made them are listening, but...
I would doubt. We're not that big yet, Mads. We're not that big yet.
Like, yes.
Ed Norton, I guess I felt bad for him when he was canceled out there, but to take a look at where they really grew up from there.
If you're going to watch a Marvel movie, if you're going to watch a Marvel superheroes movie, watch the Iron Man movies. They are hysterical.
Yeah, those were good. I think I like those better than I like Captain America or Thor. And I like Thor. Thor was good, but...
Thor was very quotable also.
Yeah.
Like, Thor was... He did not understand the... So I think Thor was the most quotable... One of the most quotable people aside of Iron Man, because he doesn't get Earth. So he's like, they go to a coffee place in Thor, and he's like, and they're like, he likes coffee, so he had a coffee, and he's like, give me more coffee, and then he throws the coffee cup down on the ground, and they're like, really?
It was well done. All right, let's get to a point where we're wrapping this out. Something I put on the website to sort of suggest from here is obscure music selection to listen to. I don't want to break any copyright. I do teach high school, and one of the things I go over is you can't violate copyright and follow all these laws. But I put out an obscure song, both for this and the Origin one you should listen to, and or a popular song, things that you could probably find on there, just to broaden horizons. And something else I put on there was a beverage to enjoy, and the beverage I've been enjoying this evening is Oberon, which is a Bell's beer product. If you have Bell's in your region, you have tried Oberon more than likely, and if you have Bell's anywhere, Michigan East or down towards the south, and also in Arizona of all places, it is a phenomenal summery beer. And the last one I had was 9,000, and if you don't know it, you won't be able to find it. It's very rare, but lovely.
The beverage I've been enjoying this today is water.
Yes.
Water. If you have it in your region, you have to drink it.
Thank you, sarcastic one. All right. I'm going to try to do a podcast this month about why you should collect New Universe
comics. Why you should eat donuts.
No, well, actually, you know, I don't like donuts very much. They do not a lot for me. You'd think being a big fatty McFatterson, I would like donuts more. But I don't like donuts. They do not do it for me. But I'm going to try to talk about why to collect New Universe, being the non-collectible collectible, or uncollectible collectible, and why it might be something to pick up. And then our third issue, we're going to put forth
this
next month's
mustache
stuff.
Mustache is awkward.
Oh, on the Harbinger preview?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little too hokey for me.
Look at that. That's not right.
It's weird.
That is not...
It's weird.
How do you get your mustache to curl like that?
Mads, let's close this bad boy up. Come on. Come on, come on. Close it up.
You have to forget me forever.
Oh. Okay. Enough. We're done. Hope you enjoyed. Have a phenomenal week. Pick up the next issues of Harbinger and or XO.
Give me whatever cash you've got. Forget me forever.
Yeah. Then we're starting on the New Universe as a whole. Spitfire and Starbrand 2s, and then the 1s of everything else. If you want to pick those up
and
wander
and
along. We'll talk a little bit more about those, give you a sense of where we're going. But enjoy and have a great night. We'll see you next time.
This is the little Spitfire with Troubleshooters.
Yes, Spitfire and Troubleshooter. Good night.